This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're live on the stage of the Bagley High School Auditorium, broadcasting all over northern Minnesota, rebroadcasting across the rest of the state later and into the ears of our podcast listeners. This area has known many characters in its time. We met a few of them earlier. Not least among them, a nun from the old lumberjack camps. Sister Amata was a colorful figure in the pioneer days of northern Minnesota, and she joins us here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the lumberjack nun, Sister Amata.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I am the lumberjack nun, Sister Amata, and I was a real person. A real historical figure, you could call it. And you know, in the early 1900s, there was one of the first hospitals in this area was called St. Anthony's. And I was a medical nun from the Benedictine order, and I worked at St. Anthony's as a nurse. But let me tell you, you know, all over this country, there was logging camps everywhere in the early 1900s, everywhere. And the men were logging the big white pine. Now, I'm not here to talk about the politics, you understand. I was concerned about the lumberjacks because they would be coming to St. Anthony's Hospital with terrible injuries and infections. And they would have axe cuts and widowmakers falling on them or pneumonias. And you know, they couldn't afford to stay at the hospital and really get well. We'd have to send them home to have their families tend them, when really what they needed to do was stay at the hospital and have us tend them till they could go back to work as a lumberjack in the camps. Well, I came up with this idea, see. I had this idea that why don't we, St. Anthony's, go around to as many of these lumber camps as we possibly could and sell these lumberjacks a ticket. For $1, they would get the ticket, and then we would get the money from these lumber camps, the lumberjacks in these camps, and then see there would be a pool of money waiting for them at St. Anthony's so that when they got injured in the woods, they would get free medical care at St. Anthony's. So I went to my administrator, and I gave him this idea. And I said, isn't it a wonderful idea? He said, Sister Amata, that's a great idea. But who's going to go around to all those lumber camps and sell those tickets for a dollar to those lumberjacks? Well, I said, I'll do it. I'll do it. You know, I was 6'2". And I weighed 240 pounds. That's no kidding. Yeah, I was a little bit formidable. Yeah. I was in good shape. And I bet you wonder, how did she get to those lumber camps? Well, you know, there were trains, lumber trains that were hauling that white pine to sawmills everywhere. And trains, lumber trains, crisscrossed all over this country. So I would just hitch a ride on a train as far as I could to a camp that I was wanting to get to. And sometimes, you know, the train engineer, he might say to me, now, Sister Amata, the train is only going to go this far. You've got to get off here. But you'll have to snowshoe 2 miles west to get to the camp you're wanting to get to. Well, and that's exactly what I would do. I would strap on my snowshoes. I would put my medical equipment in a knapsack on my back. And away I'd go snowshoeing through the woods. Sometimes I'd wonder where I was going or if I was going the right direction or if I was going to get there at all. Or I'd think maybe the wolves were following me or a big cat or something. And I'd be a-praying all the way that I'd make it to that camp. And you know, by the grace of God, I always made it. Isn't that something? One time I came into a camp, and the foreman's name was Patty McLaughlin. Yeah, that's it. And that camp was right around here. It was between Bagley and Crookston, this camp. And Patty McLaughlin was this foreman. And see, he made a bet with me. Because the men, the lumberjacks, you know, they love to make bets. They'd make bets about who could sit on the stove, you know, the wood stove the longest and stuff like that, you know. And they used to be able to jump, some of them, you know, from the floor of the bunkhouse to the top bunk. Because, you know, in those bunkhouses, there'd be rows on the bottom of bottom bunks and then rows on the top for the top bunks. So this Patty McLaughlin, he said to me, Sister Amata, I'll make sure every man gives you a dollar, and you can give them your ticket. I'll make sure every man gives you a dollar if you can jump from the floor to the top bunk. Well, that was $80 because there were 80 men in that camp. That's a lot of money in those days, yeah? A lot of help. Well, I wasn't going to let that bet go by me. So, you know, I went down to the end of the bunkhouse and I took a mighty, mighty run. And there's a little deacon bench at the bottom. I stepped on that little box and I just threw my legs up as hard as I could. And wham, I came down hard as I could on that top bunk. And, you know, so hard I broke right through to the bottom bunk. I broke the boards right down to the bottom bunk. You know, and the men, they started arguing with, they said, she didn't do it. We're not paying her our dollars. We're not going to pay her because she's laying there on the bottom bunk. She didn't do it. Well, Patty McLaughlin, he said, I saw her hit the top bunk before she hit the bottom. I say the bet's good. And you know, those men didn't know it, but I was just trying to do them some good. Isn't that, I could tell so many stories about Sister Amata, but one thing I do want to say is that, you know, one time Collier's Magazine, I don't think there's such a thing anymore, but Collier's Magazine wrote an article about me, Sister Amata, and they said that maybe I was the one that started this idea of workman's compensation. No kidding, isn't that something? That I might have been the first one to have this idea of collecting money, to have a pool of money somewhere so that when people get injured, they could get the medical help they need. Wouldn't that be something if that were true about me? I'd feel so good about that. But I was just trying to help the lumberjack. Well, that's all I've got for Sister. Thank you so much for listening.
Sister Amata, a real historical figure from the story of this area.